Welcome to this Regina versus the Internet seminar, jointly organised by Internet New Zealand, the Law Commission and the Ministry of Justice. I'm Frank March, I'm President of Internet New Zealand, and for my sins I'm your facilitator for the day, which means I'm the one that has to stay awake. Oh, sorry, people joke. In a moment I'll be introducing Honourable Chris Finlayson, but just a few introductory remarks and some housekeeping remarks. In 1996, John Perry Barlow, who was a founder member of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, wrote, "Governments of the industrial world, you weary giants of flesh and steel, I come from cyberspace, the new home of mind. On behalf of the future, I ask you of the past to leave us alone. You're not welcome among us. You have no sovereignty where we gather." Now, 1996, the internet, as far as the public was concerned, was still pretty much in its infancy. Today, I'm quite sure that Dr. Barlow wouldn't make any such silly remark. Of course, the internet is at the core of our economic, social, and cultural lives. And there's no way that governments can stay out of it, or for that matter, as we're here to discuss today, the courts. In fact, it could be regarded as somewhat ironic that it was the denizens of cyberspace who begged governments to interfere over things such as, for example, spam, when it turned out that technical measures had to be balanced with regulatory measures as well. So, on many fronts, though, the internet challenges our traditional way of dealing with issues. The internet has three characteristics in particular of interest to us today. First of all, it is cross-jurisdictional. It has no boundaries. Secondly, copying information is exact and instantaneous in the digital world. And thirdly, it removes anybody can access information, anybody can provide information on the internet. This means that there are enormous challenges in areas such as, for example, censorship and copyright. But today we're looking at two other very closely related issues of concern to our courts, and that is the issues of contempt and suppression of information. We have a very distinguished lineup of speakers, and I don't want to take any more of your time before we get to them, but just a couple of housekeeping announcements. Fire exits, one over here, one here, and you assemble out on the forecourt out here. Toilets are through the area, the registration area on the right, just outside the doors there. There is a wireless internet in the room. It's free. It's called Functions, F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N-S, and you're welcome to use that if you need to deal with your emails. And finally, a point about the cameras. They're here to record events, so there will be a permanent record on film or on video of the speakers and of the question times.